So what exactly happened, and when did this happen?
This happened on, what's today? I don't remember, Tuesday evening.
Okay.
At 3 in the morning.
And my friend's father actually has surveillance of this guy. I don't know if it's the same guy.
Yeah, I don't, like I said, the surveillance, the ones that are up on CTV and stuff, they weren't the ones that I seen. The ones that came from in front of my house, them surveillance, we don't see pictures of the guys at all.
Oh, okay. So what did this person do?
Well, he broke into my drill truck, which is my work truck. And then he broke in from there. He broke into my garage because the clicker was in there.
Oh, jeez.
And then basically ransacked the whole garage and then took off my car, smashed into my work truck, backed right into it, ripped the door almost right off my work truck because he left it open when he was backing the car out. It was gross. It's just sickening.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely sickening that he was in my house while I was sleeping. That's the car and all that stuff to me is irrelevant, right?
Yeah.
But now he's got all my kids' identities, my wife's identities, and everything. So,
what do we know about this person? Like, do we have?
I don't even know who it is. Right? There's a bunch of different stories out there on Facebook and all this of this guy and that guy, but no one really knows, right?
Hmm.
Until he's caught, no one will ever know who it really is.
We don't even know where he is right now. He could be all in Edmonton or Calgary or all.
No, he's in Red Deer.
Oh, he's actually still in Red Deer.
Oh, yeah, he just got caught. Well, he didn't get caught, but was seen smashing into vehicles on Taylor just...
Oh, wow. So he's still doing his thing.
Oh, yeah. He was caught last night stealing at 12:30 in the morning with my car.
So he was caught, but then they let him go, or what?
No, they didn't catch him. They're like, oh. He was, like, seen in the act.
Oh, I get you. Yeah.
Well, they're not catching that car. Like, it's an SRT8.
Yeah.
The thing goes 360 kilometers an hour, right? God. He knows what he's got for power. He's not afraid of that, right?
Do you see this happening more and more in our city, or?
Oh, yeah. It's getting worse and worse. Not just the vehicle thefts. It's break-ins in general. Like, if you're leaving your car outside, and they're programmed and stuff with a garage opener, or if there's an actual clicker, like, because you can program or you can click them, right? People just got to be aware they need to shut down that switch inside, because most garages have a switch to shut the power off to that opener. Get it shut off. I didn't realize it and stuff, and now I'm forking out a bunch of money to get a home surveillance and alarm systems put throughout my house. It's crazy, but it's going nuts.
Is that something that you suggest too for other people? Is to get that alarm as well, or?
Well, for me, it's important because I'm out of town, right? Lots.
Yeah.
So whenever someone like the system that I'm getting, if they come within 30 feet of my house, it sends a notification and the camera clicks onto my phone.
Hmm.
Like, it's instant, so I'll be able to see who's there doing what instantly.
And the thing is, Rob, like, you're not in a bad neighborhood, right?
No, and everyone says bad neighborhoods. I lived in Old Clearview here in Red Deer before,
yeah.
And everyone says, well, Clearview, old Clearview and stuff was bad. It wasn't bad. It really wasn't. Like, it was a good neighborhood. Everyone listed it as bad, but these criminals are going after the higher-end stuff, right? So... They're scouting and there's, I don't feel that he went necessarily after my car. He might have scoped my house. I don't know. Was my car ran for 5 minutes. And my car, it's not quiet. It's loud. But my neighbors probably thought it was me driving away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing any different. And my wife actually, after this all happened, she said, I thought I heard your car last night. But she didn't think anything of it. She just thought, oh, there's cars driving around, because you can hear cars racing around town all the time, right?
Yeah.
So she just thought, well, they're out having their fun. And then when I came down in the morning and noticed everything, it was, no, you actually heard my car.
Yeah. I guess another thing we could be mindful about is, as neighbors, to be looking out for each other, I guess. And if there's anything suspicious or whatever, just, you know, let each other know. Right.
Yeah, and I basically have talked to the neighbors and I've let them know, because they camp and they got their trailers that are parked there,
mm-hmm.
all year round until they go camping. So once that trailer's gone, and these criminals are taking notes.
Yeah.
They take notes, guaranteed.
Wow.
Husband leaves at 6 o'clock in the morning, rides home at 4, right? They know all, everything. They're not, they may be, like there's chop shop criminals, and then there's these other criminals that just go out to steal so they have stuff for the next day, right? And these are the ones that are actually log noting. They're out during the day scouring the neighborhoods, checking out the stuff. And then they go in the evening, and that's when they do it. But the guy down in Dutchess, that's a plain example. He got attacked, right? He went out to try to defend his vehicle, and he got put in critical condition, right? So these guys, if I would have went down there, who knows? The way this guy is acting right now with the car, he could have had a gun, he could have had a knife, he could have had anything, right? If I open that door, now I'm in jeopardy, and so is my family. So it was better that I didn't know that it happened, and I slept right through it.
We as a city have to start, like I said, look out for each other, because it's getting worse and worse, right? And
well, that's just it. We have to, because they know if they do get caught, they may go to jail, but they'll be out in 6 months doing it again.
Yeah.
They have no fear. That's the problem. And you're guaranteed they're strung out on drugs or doing this kind of stuff, and that's how it is. They got no fear.